For a lot of people, the news about the Boston Marathon is one that they had to discuss with their kids. This is something that you went through, Shelley.
Yeah, we were hit head on with this yesterday. We have a 6-year-old girl. We weren't planning on telling her about it, but we knew there was a potential that when she was out in the world, outside the confines of our home, she might hear about it. Sure enough, she did. And so we had to answer a lot of questions yesterday, like, why would somebody hurt those people? What are bombs? Am I safe? And we had a few long conversations yesterday about it, but, you know, they're questions that even as adults, we don't have the answers to.
And that's one of the challenges that a lot of parents are going through right now, Barry.
It is, and it is a matter of also tailoring the answers according to the age of the child, because as Shelley was mentioning, you know, a 5 or 6-year-old child, it's very black and white. There's no real nuances at that age. The abstract ability to abstractly think about things is not developed yet. So it is very straightforward questions, and you know, parents provide a relatively straightforward answer, but in terms of how they're going to provide them at safety, like what things you can say to make them feel safe, providing a little bit of perspective by not being anxious when you answer the questions. It reminds me, Mark, of when the bombs were falling in the Second World War in London, and there was these huge signs. You've probably seen them, big red signs with white print saying "Keep calm and carry on."
Yeah,
it's very true. The questions you're even asking today on the sound off, you know, these events are very rare. It's unlikely that you're going to ever be involved in these. The event itself is very shocking, and that's why we tend to think of, in terms of risk, that this is this going to change how we react to things. But in effect, you know, if a child is older, you can certainly provide a bit of perspective. A child that's 6, 7, 8 years old, you know, you say there are bad people in this world, but the police and the other people that are responsible for keeping us safe will find them, and they will be punished. Providing that kind of environment so that they know that there is something to counter the bad news, to counter some of the bad things that happen to people, is sometimes enough for children. And I think, and Shelley, I'm curious, what did you tell your daughter?
Well, I'm feeling pretty good because I just answered basically what you just said. You know, we just said she is safe here in our home. The police are looking for the people who were trying to hurt these other people. And she seemed to accept it. Then at bedtime, she got a little bit scared. Am I safe in my bed tonight? Those kinds of things. But we were right along with what you're saying. So I feel pretty good right now.
She's
but
safe.
It was hard because we were hoping not to have to talk to her about it. But when they go out into the world, you can't control these things.
Yeah, she's safe in your home, but if she's at your cottage, there might be a bear coming in through the kitchen window. Right?
Thanks, Mark. That's great.
No, but it happened. It happened at Shelley's cottage.
Bring that
he
up
told
again.
The story.
Oh, it did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A bear came into her kitchen.
Don't worry. He didn't get in. Okay. I stopped him, remember?
Right. Yeah. So, but she's safe at your home. Yeah. So you weren't misleading her there. Thanks, Barry.
Thank you, Barry.
Welcome, Mark.